I next met with Dr. Sanjeev Agarwala from St. Luke's Cancer Center and Temple University in Philadelphia. And to begin, he talked about the important role of biosimilars in limiting the cost of cancer therapies.
Biosimilars, I think, are really important now because biologics are really the new wave of cancer treatment. And as a melanoma specialist, you know, I'm guilty of prescribing some very expensive biologic agents, which work really well, but unfortunately, they don't work all the time and they are unbelievably expensive. Now, we're a far shot right now from having a biosimilar for, say, melanoma or anti-PD-1, but I think what's really interesting is that there is now a process in place by the regulatory agencies in the U.S. to allow companies to manufacture biosimilars with the effort that many of these biologics that are out there that are really used extensively, and the use of biologics, in fact, is the most rapidly growing segment of pharmaceuticals right now. There's the opportunity then to, as these biological agents go off patent, to create biosimilars that would allow there to be competition then and then lower costs. And I think one of the important things we should talk about today is how biosimilars are very different than generics. I think all doctors and, of course, oncologists know what generics are, but not everybody knows exactly what a biosimilar is and, you know, how that came out to be.
Could you talk a little bit about, maybe before we get specifically into biosimilars, your vision or what we know about sort of the breakdown of costs for cancer care? Because as you said, obviously that's a key issue here in terms of how much is actually, you know, drugs, how much is biologics, and how much is sort of other.
Right. The cost of, you know, cancer treatment is, of course, just going up dramatically. And I will tell you, honestly, it's very hard to get a handle on specifics because there's so many variables in there. You know, whether the drug is given in a doctor's office, in the hospital, whether it's inpatient, outpatient. I'll start by saying that pretty much all drugs now, including biologics, are given pretty much in the outpatient setting because in the inpatient setting, reimbursement just isn't there. And these are expensive drugs. Now, when you look at cancer care as a whole, I would say for medical oncology, where, you know, you use a lot of cancer therapeutics, the drug costs are a significant part of the bill, if you will, for the cost of cancer care. However, you know, infusion, administration, nursing time, all that factors in. And, you know, when you look at the infusion centers and so on, that does add to the cost. I would say that in terms of costs of cancer treatment, the most rapidly growing segment of that is the drugs. And among the drugs, the most rapidly growing segment of that is biologics, which happen to be just much more expensive than the chemical compounds. So what's really happened is that the cost of administering cancer care in a clinic, for example, has remained the same from the standpoint of, okay, it's the same amount of nursing, you still got the infusion chairs, all that is the same, but the dramatic change has been in the actual drug costs. And I know that this is something that other people are looking at very carefully. And maybe it didn't matter so much in the era of chemotherapy, which was also expensive, but biologic agents are very, very expensive. For example, the first successful biologic that came out for melanoma, an anti-CTLA-4 antibody, it cost $30,000 a dose. That's unbelievably high compared to what we're used to in terms of other drugs.